朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才非常谢谢这些孩子们给我们唱的诗歌，哈，非常好。
We thank the young people for their songs for us. It's wonderful.
我特别趁着赵家走下去以前讲的。
And I said it before Francis went down.
前几天在世界日报上有一个工作，一直是我们家令慈姊妹多年来所羡慕的工作。
And in the classifieds, there was a job that was posted in the World News as something that Sister Nancy admired to do for a long time.
尤其是她出来全时间服侍主以前，一直是她心中最羡慕的工作。
And particularly right before she came out to full-time service, is the one job that she always wanted.
不是因为她薪水很高，她年薪十几万美金。
And it's not that the salary is very high, it's not merely the fact that the salary is very high, it's over $100,000 per year.
我想你们都很聪明，知道那个是什么工作。
You guys all know what that job is.
那个叫做全时间的妈妈。
A full-time mom.
一个全时间的妈妈，他们照着统计说，一年的薪水应该是十几万美金的。
And they say approximately their annual salary should be about in the order of $100,000 a year.
她从厨师，从司机，从心理辅导师，从很多的角度，最后讲到他是 CEO.
And being from a cook to a chauffeur, and being a finance officer, and at the very end being the CEO of the family.
但是还有妈妈们看得不满意，她觉得做妈妈的价值是没有办法用金钱来衡量的。
And some moms are not satisfied with this article. They say the value of being a mom cannot be measured by money alone.
那我希望我们不是只有一年一次母亲节的时候，我们特别来重视妈妈们。
And I pray that it is not just this once a year Mother's Day that we come and pay attention to our moms.
要孝顺父母啊，特别这个母亲。是我们这一生里面除了神以外最早接触的爱。
And to honor your parents or to love your mom, this is the first love that you touch before you touch the love of God.
我们真的是应该特别特别的谢谢做母亲的。
And once again, we really want to thank all the moms.
在我们什么都不知道的时候，母亲已经为我们在这里承受怀孕跟生产之苦。
And before we knew anything, they were already carrying us in labor and carrying us and going through labor.
我记得有一次徐华弟兄来到我们教会的时候。
And I remember a particular brother that came to our church one time.
他说他弟弟家里面养了一只狼狗。
He said in his brother's house that he has a German Shepherd.
有一次在冬天下大雪的天的时候，他弟弟忘了把狗跟刚生的小狗们带到房间里面来。
It was in the East Coast, and it was in the midst of a snowstorm, and they forgot to let the dog in.
等到早上去的时候
，and when they went in to check the dog out in the morning,
他发现那个母狗整个人守在那个狗窝的门口，已经成为一只冰狗了。
And they realized the mother was laying at rest right at the opening of the doghouse and is already frozen.
而里面的小狗都还活得好好的。
And all the puppies.Remained alive.
弟兄姊妹，神常常借着他所造的万物来让我们明白，让我们体会我们的神是一个怎样的神。
Brothers, oftentimes God uses His creation so that we may understand and perceive who He is.
连受造之物都在这里充分地表达那个母爱的伟大。
Even the created being is expressing her motherly love.
有一次我看那个动物影集的时候
，And one time I was watching a documentary on
讲到有一种虫，当它在那里产卵。要生下一代的时候
，and there's a particular bug right before she while she's laying her eggs.
它的这种蛋是必须借着鸟的粪便里面的一种化学成分，它才能孵化。
It has to use a chemical content of the bird's dung so that it could reproduce.
所以在它们生产的季节的时候。
So during the time of reproduction,
那个镜头照到这一片的虫都从地里面冒出它的头来。
And you see that these bugs all emerge out of the ground.
你可以想象那一片黑黑的像蚯蚓一样把头从地里面伸出来，等着鸟来吃它。
You can imagine that day they're crawling up out of the darkness and waiting for a bird to come just consume.
所以鸟把它给吃了，把它的生命夺了以后，当它从粪便出来的时候，小蛋里面可以孵出小虫来。
when the mother worm comes out of the ground, even though she loses her life, but these eggs, they may remain and they will bear.
母爱的伟大是远远超过我们自己所能明白的。
And how great is the mother's love is beyond what we can comprehend.
啊，也许我们在年轻的时候，我们不会体会这么多。
Perhaps when we're young, we do not understand it very much.
等到我们自己有一天为人父、为人母的时候，我们才会体会到。
Until one day we are parents ourselves, then we would begin to understand.
但是我们求神，让我们趁着我们还年轻，还不需要等到那一天。
But we pray to God that we don't have to wait until that day.
我们懂得孝顺。
That we will learn how to honor our parents.
圣经上特别神非常在乎人对父母的孝顺。
And God cares tremendously about how they treat their parents.
那不孝顺父母，神不可能祝福我们。
And if you do not honor your parents, God cannot bring down His blessing.
而孝顺父母是第一个带着应许的诫命。
And honoring your parents is the first commandment with a promise.
所以我希望我们在座的不仅仅这是母亲节，或是平常我们要常常懂得。感恩对父母亲表达谢意。
And everybody who's sitting here, let's not wait till Mother's Day, but every day, show them your thankfulness.
我觉得我们今天做神的儿女，我们知道对父母亲最大的孝顺，在于我们一定要让父母亲认识耶稣信主。
And I know the greatest honoring of our folks, of our parents, is so that they may come to know Christ. If there are any of you who are sitting here, then that your parents do not yet know the Lord, or believe the Lord.
求求你重视这件事情。
And I beg you to pay attention to this thing.
因为任何时候，当人的生命结束，而他还没有得救的。
Is any given time when the life of man ceases and he's not yet saved.
圣经上清清楚楚地告诉我们，那是一个永远的审判。
And the Bible says it's an eternal judgment.
我想我们没有一个人可以忍受，有一天当我们在乐园享受快乐的时候，我们所亲爱的家人是在地狱的火。
And I don't believe anybody here can endure the fact that when we're in
所以我们不光送花，不光送卡片，我们一定要迫切为着我们所爱的父母亲祷告。
And we need to pray for our parents, the one whom we love, not just give them cards and flowers.
今天早晨我们继续要讲，总要趁着还有今天第四个讲。
And this morning we will continue the topic while it is called today, the fourth message.
上个礼拜我们讲，总要趁着还有今天要干什么。
Last week we said, while it is called today, what you ought to do?
忘记了。
Forgot.
得着神的上好
Lay hold God's very best.
哎呦，神为我们预备了一个那么美好的礼物，是人的眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心都没有想过的。
God's prepared such a gift that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived.
我们想要知道那是什么吗？请听上集的解释啊。
If you want to know what it is, go listen to the message from last week.
那今天我们要讲的，总要趁着还有今天。
And today we're going to focus on while it is called today.
我们要活出我们的最好来。
Live out your very best.
英文是说 When it is still cold today.
And then again.
你讲。
While it is still cold today.
今天还被称为今天的时候。
That this moment is still called today.
我们应该用一个什么样子的态度来过我们的生活？
What is our attitude to live this day?
那除了上个礼拜我们说的要竭力的来得着神的上好。
And aside from last week when we talked about do all you can to lay hold of God's best.
神为我们每一个人都有一个美好的计划，都有一份特殊的产业。
God has a wonderful plan and wonderful inheritance for every individual.
等候我们在信心的里面，我们竭力的来得着它。
That in faith we may come and lay hold of it.
穷我们一生全力来得着，也不过得着一点点。
If we exhaust all the strength of our life, we will be able to lay hold of just a little bit.
神要给我们的太多了。
Because what God wants to give us is so immense.
那今天我们要接着讲说，怎么样子趁着还有今天，还被称为是今天的时候。
So today we want to focus that while it is called today,
我们能够活出我这个人最大的价值。
I can live out the greatest worth of my life.
我想最近在这个大家知道中国有一个人叫李开复。这个 Google 的这个全球副总裁
，and
the vice president of the whole
the vice president of the company of Google.
他是一个非常杰出的中国人。
And he is a very outstanding Chinese.
那我是前几天看报纸的时候才发现，哎呀，我的讲台题目跟他的书名好像。
And I just realized a few days ago that the topic of my message is very close to his lectures or his.
他最近写了一本书叫做。瑞斯知不知道你们的公司这么重要的人？他写了一本什么书？不知道。 他写了一本书叫 Be Your Personal Best, 做最好的自己。
And again, he wrote a book titled Be Your Personal Best.
他讲到成功有三个要素。
He said there are three ingredients to success.
价值观 attitude, 跟我们的行为 behavior.
Sense of value, attitude, and our behavior.
弟兄姊妹，我今天不是要讲他的东西。
And I'm not going to talk about what he wrote about.
我对他不了解，我也没看他的书，但是我知道他是一个非常杰出，一个非常上进的中国人。
I don't know him very well, and but I know that he is a very outstanding Chinese.
但是我们今天是要从圣经上，从主对我们的教导里面来看我们这一个人怎么样子过好我们的这一生。
But today we want to look through the Bible. How do we live this life?
林肯总统曾经讲过，文章的这个价值不在乎长短，来在乎它的内容。
And President Lincoln once said that the quality of a paper has nothing to do with its length, but its content.
我们整个人生其实缩短很短的。
And to talk about the span of one's life is actually very short.
圣经上说一个人不过一生七十岁，强壮的到八十岁。
The Bible says that a man's life is about 70 years. If you're strong, maybe 80.
当然，我们可能活得更长到一百岁，但是后面越来越衰老了。
But perhaps you live to 100, but as you get older and older, you get weaker and weaker.
那人生真正的好日子，大概就是前面的八十年左右。
And the very best of your lives is probably approximately the very first 80
years of your days. 我们怎么样子去活出最好来呢？
How do we live out the very best?
Spurgeon, 施布真牧师曾经讲过，他说延长生命最好的方法。
And Spurgeon once said that the best way to extend your life,
在于好好的利用我们的时间。
Is to use, your time wisely.
把时间用在最高的价值上。
Use it on the things that has highest value.
因为 physical year, 真正肉身的年龄每一个人都有限，非常的短。
Because physically, we all have a limitation. We all have a span of time.
那我们怎么样子让这个短的人生能够有永恒的价值呢？
How do we let such a short life to have eternal purpose value?
怎么样子让我这么简短的几十年让我能够延长它的时间呢？
That these few decades we may prolong its meaning.
在于我们把我们的时间花在最有意义的事情，最崇高的目的上。
It depends on whether we spend that time on the things that are most meaningful.
所以尼弟兄提醒我们，他说我们最可怕的浪费。
And Brother Ni once reminded us the worst kind of abuse.
他说没有一个浪费，没有一件事可怜过我们在浪费神的时间。
The worst kind of waste is when we waste God's time.
弟兄姊妹啊，神在我们身上给我们这么丰富的产业。
God's given us such a rich inheritance.
神在我们身上有一个这么美好的计划。
And such a wonderful plan.
神要造人的时候带着一个这么崇高的目的。
And when he created man, he has such a high purpose.
如果我们今天不是活在这个崇高的目的。
But if we are not living in the midst of this purpose.
如果我们的生活不是在得着神上好的旨意和祝福的话。
If we're not laying hold of God's the best of his will for us.
弟兄姊妹，转眼之间生命就过去了。
And very quickly, your life will fade away.
我常常想到，你看我第一次提的包包踏进美国的时候，已经是30年前的事情了。
And I often remind myself, that the first time I stepped into the U.S. is about 30 years ago.
不到30了。
Almost 30 years ago. Almost 30 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，这么快？
The time has gone by so quickly.
我都还记得我那天提的站在那边等人接我的样子，两个箱子。
I still remember what I looked like when I was holding my luggage, standing by the street side, waiting for someone to pick me up.
我今天两个箱子连我的书都装不到五分之一。
And I can't even contain one-fifth of all the books that I own on these two bags right now.
我们在地上得到了越来越多的东西。
We possess more and more things in the world.
但是弟兄姊妹，人生有几个30年？
But brother and sister, how many 30 years do you possess?
30年里面到底多少的得着具有永恒的价值呢？
How many of the things that you lay hold of in these 30 years has eternal value?
30年的这个生活到底有多少对人产生的正面的影响和祝福呢？
And in these 30 years, what are the blessings and positive attitude, influences you have on others?
当我们在这里说要趁着还有今天活出你的最好的时候。
When we say while it's called today, live out your very best.
那我有三件事情需要先提醒一下。
There are three things I need to remind everyone of.
那第一件事情我们都知道什么样子的生命就活出什么样子的生活。
Everybody knows what kind of life you possess will live out that kind of life.
一只狗它活的就是像狗的样子。
A dog will live like a dog.
一只鸡你叫它游泳它不会游泳因为它就是不会游泳。
A chicken you want to put in the water and tell it to swim, he doesn't know how to swim.
那个鸭子那么小，它晃晃晃，它就下水了。
A little duckling is so small, yet It's able to swim right on top of the water.
什么样子的生命活出什么样子的生活来。
What kind of life is within will express what kind of life.
当我们今天说活出你的最好的时候。
And when we say live out your very best.
不是要叫我们原来的这个人去活出他的最好来。
It's not to tell the original man to live out its original best.
我们再好，圣经上告诉我们。
No matter how good you are, the Bible says.
人最好的一行在神的眼中仍然像一个污秽的布一样。
The righteousness of man is like a filthy rag before God's eyes.
所以我们在人的里面想要 improve 自己，我活出我的最好。弟兄姊妹，在人里面他是佼佼者。
So in the realms of man, we want to improve ourselves, live our very best. It is just but minute.
但是在神的眼中，那不是神要的。
But in the eyes of God, this is not what God's after.
因为神要的呢，是在我们这个人里面活出神的上好来。
Because God wants us to live out His very best.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里会钦佩许多世界上有成就上进的人。
So today we may admire all those successful people in the world.
但是我刚刚开始说，我们说活出我们的最好，我们是不一样，因为我们里面有一个本钱是神给我们的生命。
But when I say live out our very best, we are different because inside of us there's something that called the life of God.
最好的行为在神的眼中像一个污秽破旧的衣服一样。
Again, the best acts, the most righteous acts, they are still like a filthy rag before God.
像一个渐渐枯干的叶子，这是圣经上的形容。
And like a leaf that is withering away, that's the description of the Bible.
天上出现少时就不见的云彩或是薄云。
As like the vapor that appears in the air and it vanishes away.
所以我们在座，如果你还没有信耶稣，我们真的请求你要来认识。要来认识这个伟大的生命。
So if there are those among us who have not yet come to know Christ, come and know this life.
我们一点没有意思要向大家传教。
And we are not here to give unto you a religion.
宗教不过给人一些劝人为善的道理就是了。
Religion simply gives men principles on how to do good.
宗教不过给人一点心灵的寄托就是了。
It gives a reliance of a comfort of their soul.
但是认识神，相信神是要得着一个全新的。
But knowing God and believing God, you will have a brand new life. And this life will allow us to live the very best. That we may lay hold of God's best. And the second thing I want to remind everyone, live out our very best. Do not compare with anybody else.
And
you compare yourself with someone else, you're going to.Die of frustration.
因为我们这些老亚当的后代。
Because we all of these the descendants of Adam.
如果你比别人差，你比完了以后就是 frustration.
And if you're compared with someone else and you're not as good as him, you'll be frustrated.
但是你比别人好的话，你比较完你就是骄傲。
And if you compare with someone else, you think you're a little better than pride.
你看我多么不错，我能够出国。
You say, look how good I am. I can come out of the, I could go.
我可以上台大，我可以上北大。
Come out of the country. I could go to the best universities.
我可以拿博士。
And I can get a master's degree.
我可以有最好的工作。
And I can have the best job.
这个人不容易谦卑，不容易感恩。
This person is very difficult for him to humble himself and be thankful.
除非我们的比较是非常良性、健康的。
Unless our comparison is very healthy and very neutral.
我看见别人比我自己强。
I see someone else better than me.
而让我谦卑，从他身上学习他的长处。
Then I humble myself and I learn the very best from him.
我看见别人爱主，我受到激励，我也受到提醒。我要好好起来爱主。
I see someone love the Lord. I am encouraged. I will rise up and love the Lord myself.
不然的话，我觉得我们不需要去跟别人比。
Or else I say don't compare with anybody else.
那第三件要提醒的。
The third thing I want to remind everyone of.
圣经上讲的比较。
The Bible when it talks about comparison.
是要我们跟自己比。
It's to compare against ourselves.
跟我们自己比。
And to compare it against ourselves.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节，保罗告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 9, Paul tells us.
说人在场上赛跑，你看奥林匹克。
And there are those who run, and it's like the Olympics.
或是任何的运动会。
And any sports event.
他说人在场上都跑。
And all run on the field.
我们已经有了。在场上的人都跑。
Everybody who's on the field competing, they all run.
但是得奖赏的只有一个人。
But there's only one that receives the prize.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候，我读到这段经文，我就说主啊，那本跑了。
And when I came to this verse, I said, Lord, forget it. I'm not going to run anymore.
你不要说圣经上有这么多伟大的使徒跑得这么好。
Don't say that the saints in the Bible and the apostles in the Bible, they ran so well.
教会历史上有这么多伟大的得胜者跑得这么好。
And throughout the history of the church, there's so many overcomers, they ran so well.
这个世代里面多少人我们都跑不过他。
Even in this generation, there's some that we can't overrun. run.
就连我们这个教会，我们都这么多人跑不过他。
Even in our church here, you would feel that I can't overrun this person.
保罗说，在场上每一个人都在跑。
But Paul says, on the field, everyone is running.
但是得奖赏的只有一个人。
But there's only one that obtains the prize.
特别在这里告诉我们，新造和旧造的生命在这里比赛。
And there's a comparison, or there's a competition between the old creation and the new creation.
属肉体的跟属灵的在这里征战。
The flesh and the spirit is battling.
所以我们在这里是跟我们的旧造跟我们的肉体相比。
So we are running when we're competing against our old creation.
我们不要活在原来旧造自私那种败坏的生命里面。
Do not live in the old creation, the selfishness and the corrupt.
而让新生命在我们里面掌权。
But the new life in us will reign.
让主在我们里面得胜。
The Lord in us will be victorious.
所以第一方面讲到跟我们的旧造跟我原来的老生命那个自私的老生命相比较。
First of all, it's talking about comparison with my own nature, my old life.
让我可以过一个得胜的生活。
That I may live a victorious life.
那另外一方面呢？
And secondly,
跟我原来的新造的生命相比较。
In comparison with
跟我原来的新生命新造的生命来比较。
And in comparison with the original new creation,
为的是进步。
As for the sake of improvement,
让我们离开基督道理的开端。
That will depart from the elementary principles of Christ.
让我们在主的面前不断的长进。
That before the Lord we continue to improve.
所以你看见了没有？圣经上教我们的比是跟我们自己比。
So every time the Bible says compare, it's comparing against ourselves.
但是人的麻烦是跟别人比。
The problem with men that we often compare with others.
哦，你开车，我要开更好的车。
You drive a very nice car. I'm going to drive a better one.
哦，你买了房子，我要买更大的房子。
You bought a nice house. I'm going to buy a bigger house.
哦，你孩子上 UCLA， 我孩子要上 Harvard。
Your child is attending UCLA. My child is going to attend Harvard.
打到哈佛去。
And you're going to beat them all the way into Harvard.
以前我小的时候，眷村里面有一个人。
And in my village when I was young, there was a person.
他在小学考试，学校六门科考试。
And he went through the examination of all six departments in the school.
他考了595分。
595 points.
被他妈妈打得我们眷村都听得到他在哭。
And his mom would beat him to the point that he would cry, and we could hear his cry in the entire village.
他是为了孩子好呢，还是为了他的面子？
Is it because for the good of her kid, or is it for her own face?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要去跟别人比。
Brothers and sisters, don't compare with other people.
我们要学习跟我们自己比。
We need to learn to compare against ourselves.
我们要让我们的肉体失败。
And we need to let our own flesh fail.
让我们这个自私的人性被神对付。
And the selfish nature to be dealt with by God.
那如果我们里面原来就是好的。
But if in us is still good.
是活在主面前那样一个新造的生命。
It is the new created life that's before God.
我们不能骄傲，我们要谦卑，不断地在主面前继续成长。
We cannot be prideful. We need to humble and continue to grow before the Lord.
所以这是我讲这个信息之前的三件提醒。
So again, these are the three reminders before I dig into the message today.
没有信耶稣的人，我们希望你尽早得着这个新的生命。
Again, if you have not yet come to believe in Jesus, we pray that you would come and lay hold this new life quickly.
已经信主的。
And those of you who are already saved,
永远要重视我们生命的源头到底是什么。
You need to value what is the source of your life.
你在旧造的里面要活出你的最好，在神的眼中不是最重要的事情。
In your old creation, to live out your very best in the eyes of God, that's not very important.
我不能说它完全对人类没有价值。
I cannot say that it has no value to humanity.
它可能对人类有很大的价值。
Perhaps it has great value to humanity.
你是一个很上进、很成功、很热心、很有爱心的人。
And you're a person that is very, very well advanced, and you have tremendous love.
但是神最在乎的是不是 of him 生命的源头。
But God cares whether all these things are of him.
第二个不需要去跟别人比，除非是良性、健康、积极的比较。
Secondly, don't compare with anybody else unless it's a healthy and neutral comparison.
第三个永远要谦卑的跟自己相比。
And thirdly, always humbly compare against yourself.
好，我们现在要讲出活出我们人的最好。
So now we're going to talk about living out your very best.
其实圣经上早就告诉我们，神造人是为了什么目的。
The Bible already told us God's purpose for creating us.
多少的哲学家多少的人类学者在那里一直在那里摸索人为什么受造人活着为什么
So many philosophers, educators, they all have the same question. Why were man created? Why are we alive?
但是我们却不直接来到这位人类的 creator, 创造者 designer, 来问他为什么造我们
But yet we refuse to come to the creator, the designer of mankind and say, why were we created?
圣经上讲得这么清楚神是为着他的荣耀创造了我们
The Bible said it so clearly, for his own glory he has created us.
要教我们这一般的人有份于
That we may be partakers of his glory. glory. That we may reveal His glory. That we may become blessings to others. And brothers and sisters, I made a statement that a life that glorifies God and brings blessings to others is the most meaningful.
荣神永远是第一，永远是最重要的根基。
To glorify God is always the primary, it is the most important foundation.
这个是不能少的。
This you cannot do without.
我们直接转到义人的话。
And then if you just talk about being a blessing to others.
这就是世界上的好人好事慈善家。
And this is, this is merely a good person who is a good doer.
而我们给人带来的祝福常常就是只有今生或是目前短暂的帮助。
And the goodness and the blessing that you bring about others is just temporal for this life.
圣经上讲的荣神义人。
But that when the Bible talks about glorifying God and being blessings to others, it speaks of something that has eternal value. That the God in heaven would be glorified. That the people around us would have eternal blessings.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看今天整个堕落这个受造的人。
But sister, but you look at the fallen man.
是为着自己而活着。
They all live for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我没有要在这里做一个什么道德家、道德重整的人，在这里大声疾呼。
And I am not a here preaching morality, just speaking on the sins of men.
任何有感觉的人都知道这个世代越来越黑暗。
Anybody who has any senses can realize that this generation is getting darker and darker.
中国人甚至理直气壮地说，人不为己，天诛地灭。
And the Chinese boastfully said, if man is not for himself, then the heaven would not be for him. And
we非常容易活得自私，活得自我中心。
And we often very selfish and very self-centered.
有一次有一个弟兄讲，他说我们中国人更是容易自我中心的啊。
And a brother one time says that Chinese are particularly self-centered.
虽然我们今天中间坐的一位，他说是美国人的弟兄。
In particular, even though we have a brother here in our midst who is an American.
但你看我们中国人来到美国，都称他们做老外，对不对
？And all of us Chinese who come here to the United States, we call them foreigners.
在中国外国人来我们叫他老外说得过去
And it's okay that we're still in China And when somebody who's coming from foreign land We call him a foreigner That seems reasonable
我们来到美国来到澳洲来到欧洲不管到世界各地所有不是中国人都是老外
All the Chinese no matter if they go to America They go to Australia They look at a foreigner They still call them foreigners
那所有在中国的人大家一见面你是南方还是北方马上就分了
And when everybody who's in China They meet each other Immediately they'll recognize Whether you're from the north or from the south
哦，都是南方的你是福建还是台湾的
Are you all from the south? Are you from Fujian? Or are you from
Taiwan? 都是福建的你是福州的还是厦门的
If you're from Fujian, are you from Fuzhou or from Xiamen?
你是台湾的你是台北的还是台南的
If you're from Taiwan, are you from Taipei or Tainan?
弟兄姊妹你发现我们中国人非常非常容易 是自己以自己的这个背景中心我们自己的这个观念看法这个很得意的。
And the Chinese is, takes a whole lot of pride in who they are and their background.
但是其实神在这里造我们是要叫我们就是这么简单荣神益人不管他是什么人。
But when God created us, he's very simple. Glorify him and be beneficial to others, no matter what nationality they are.
当我们为着自己活着的时候
And when we particularly live for ourselves only.
可能会不能说都没有快乐。
I cannot say there is no happiness.
当你看见银行的存款又多了一个零，哇，那是多十倍呀。
And when you see another zero added behind your account, that's a factor of 10.
你被人家又戴了一个方帽子，哇，好神奇。
And you have another degree, you feel very pride.
我们会有他的成就感。
And you have a sense of accomplishment.
但是它不可能给我们带来真实的满足。
But it cannot bring about true satisfaction.
早晚你会觉得这一切仍然是虚空的虚空。
Sooner or later, you'll realize these things are all vanity.
人外有人，天外有天。
Someone is always above you.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们是要怎么样子能够活在一个最有意义的人生？就是为着神的荣耀。
How do we live in the most meaningful life that for the glory of God?
我就是愿意在爱中更多流露神的祝福。
In the midst of His love to flow out more of His blessings.
这个是完全超越教育程度、经济能力、生长背景、文化背景、血统任何的因素。
This is beyond all the influences of our background, of our culture, our heritage, and our financial wealth.
让我们活得有意义。
That we may have a purpose in our life.
圣经上讲说，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
The Bible says, what you sow is what you will reap.
今天我活着的目的到底是什么？
And what is exactly is the purpose why you are alive today?
到底我在做什么？
What are you doing?
弟兄姊妹，我们收的就是什么？
And that is what you will reap.
我们希望我们所收的都不是只是短暂今生的成就。
And I pray that what we reap, it is not just temporal, it's just not the accomplishment of this life.
而是具有永恒的价值。
But it has an eternal value.
人际关系也是这样的。
And personal relationships are the same way.
人跟神的关系也是这样。
And relationship with God is the same way.
你如果种的是怀疑跟不信。
If you sow the seeds of doubt and unbelief.
你收的就常常就是困惑，就是不安。
And what you will reap is oftentimes confusion and lack of peace.
你跟人跟的关系中间，如果播下来的就是不信任、仇恨、增进的话。
And if the seed that you sow among men is unbelief and hatred.
我们收着的也就是这些。
And those are the things that you will reap.
以前有一个牧师，他讲他小的时候。
A pastor once said when he was young.
他当孩子头。
And he was the leader of the kids.
我小的时候也是我们邻居的孩子头。
And when I was young, I was also the lead among the kids in my village.
可是我比他善良很多。
But I was much better than he was.
他带孩子们，他教他们玩。
And when he brought these kids along, he teach them how to play.
全部站成一排。
Everybody stand in a row.
一二三，向天空吐口水。
And everybody look straight up and spit.
他说我来看你们谁跳得最高最直。
And I want to see who can spit the highest and the straightest.
那傻家伙一人啪吐口水，然后嘣都掉回脸上来。
And all these dummies spit straight in the air and they spit on themselves.
你出去的是什么，回来的就是什么。
And what you sow is what you reap.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们跟人的关系其实也是这样。
For instance, our relationship with man is the same way.
一个小孩子在那，你觉得说，哎呀，这个这搬到一个新的地方，搬到郊外去。
And a little kid feels like, oh, we just moved to this new location. It's kind of out of nowhere.
他出去玩了一下就跑回家，他说，妈妈，我不喜欢这里。
And he goes out and plays for a little bit. He comes home and says, Mom, I don't like this place.
我问他为什么。
And mom says, why?
他说他们都讨厌我。
So they all hate me.
他妈妈说为什么，他谁？
Mom says, who hates you?
他说我也看不到，但是他们都说我恨你。I hate you.
Oh, I can't see them either, but they all say I hate you.
他妈妈不明白，带他这个孩子带他去以后，他才晓得。
And the mother did not understand until the little child took his mom.
原来他对着原野，对着山，他在那边突然喊说：“我讨厌你！”那个山全部都回音 ：“I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.”
And he was in front of the mountain ranges, and he was crying out loud, "I hate you!" And the echo came back and said, "I hate you, I hate you."
他妈妈就叫他换另外一个。
And his mom said, "Try something different."
当他喊正面的话的时候，所有的 echo 都是正面的。
And cry out something positive. All the response will be positive.
弟兄姊妹，我们种的是什么，收的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what we sow is what we will reap.
当我们种的是一个荣神益人的人生目的和生活方式的时候
，When we sow a life that is glorifying to God, that glorifies God and beneficial to man, that is what we will gain.
你发现你自己得着的其实就是人的祝福。
And you will realize that what you have gained are the blessings of others.
但是我们看看今天现实的社会不是这样。
We look at the practicality of this society, it's not the same.
这个山场如战场，听过吗？哈，在 business,、
oh, the business world is like a battlefront.
这是为什么我大学一毕业我就逃开？我原来是学商的。
That's the reason why, as soon as I finished college, I ran away from this topic because I originally started out in business.
那今天不用学商，人也都是只要有利，见缝插针。
And you don't need to be a business major, but whenever you see anything beneficial to you, you will lay hold of that.
我前阵子看到一个小小的故事，他说有一次有一个大富翁很有钱的人。
And I saw the story not too long ago. There was a very wealthy man.
他经过一个很窄小、很旧的一个画室和画廊。
And he went through a very small, dark art gallery.
有一个年轻的画家，他刚刚开始出道，还没有成名。
There was a young artist. He just emerged in the scene, and he's not very renowned or known yet.
可是他画人物画人像画得很好
，but his caricatures and his depiction of figures are very good.
所以这个大富翁就进去跟他讲好价格，10,000块帮他画一幅画。
And so this very rich man went in and said for $10,000, paint something for me.
这个年轻的画家非常认真的，过了大概10天左右把画好了。
So this young artist was very diligent. After 10 days, he completed his work.
这个大富翁明明很有钱。
And this wealthy man obviously was very had a lot of money.
他来取画的时候
，when he came to get his art,
他突然想，你这个人这个初出茅庐还没成名。
And then he realized, wait a minute, you're not very renowned or famous yet.
那你现在画的这个像是我，我不买的话没人买。
And this picture that you drew is me, and if I don't buy, nobody else is going to buy.
所以他说我只付你3,000块。
Said I'm just going to pay you $3,000.
哇。那个画家说不行的，他说我花了多少的功夫才画出来的。
And the young artist said, "This is not right. I've spent so much effort, so much time to produce this."
那个大富翁就很生气，3,000要或不要
？And the rich man says, "Okay, $3,000. Take it or leave it."
这个年轻人说， 好，我不卖给你。
And the young man says, fine, I'm not going to sell it to you.
但是我告诉你先生，
But I'll tell you, mister,
有一天你要花20倍，至少20万把这幅画买回去。
One day, you're going to pay 20 times what you have originally offered me to buy this art.
那个人笑了，就根本不管这件事就走了。
The rich man laughed and he walked away.
那过了十几年以后，
And after a decade or so,
有一天这个大富翁很多的朋友那一天不是跑来找他，就打电话给他。
And one day, the friends of this rich man either called him or came and see him personally.
他说，哎，某某某，你知道吗？今天在那个城市里面那个什么 museum 有一个很有名的画家的画展。
And this particular Museum, there was a very famous artist, and his artwork is being displayed.
他有这么多的名画。
And there's so many famous artwork that he produced.
在进门的地方有一幅画卖20万。
But when you enter into the door, it is $200,000, this one piece.
居然是你的画像，你知道吗？
It is your picture. Did you realize that?
而且这个画的题目底下的标题叫做恶贼。
And the label underneath the artwork says, this thief, this evil thief.
种的是什么，收的是什么。
What you sow is what you reap.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。